I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The DNR's Archery in the Schools program will stage its state tournament this weekend, and it will be a brand new venue. We'll talk about that change coming up in the program today. When the Archery in Schools program was first introduced in West Virginia, the first state tournament was so small it was held in a high school gymnasium. But over the years, the popularity of this program has grown, as have its numbers. And this weekend, it will be staged in the largest venue where it's ever been held.
Yes, the Chris Klein Athletic Complex there on the campus of Marshall University.
Well, that's Kayla Donathan. She heads up the program for DNR and says the idea to hold it in Huntington came out of a need for more space and a successful shoot there for the last couple of years by a member school.
Last year, the Elkview Middle School team hosted a tournament there, and they did again this year as well. And after seeing some photos from that event and hearing from some of the folks who attended, I actually reached out to their head coach, Eddie Gray, and asked him kind of the pros and cons of the venue. And based on that, we were very excited to be able to just move our state tournament there. And because of that, get more kids coming through this event.
And the Klein facility will definitely have some serious room to accommodate this weekend's participants.
Right now, we have space for 600 kids to come through. Like I said, about 75 more than years past. We actually have 570 registered from 64 different schools.
And there are two ways that children can get into the state tournament. One, they can qualify with their team. The other is to qualify as an individual via the scores they post during the season.
It's both. So folks can qualify as teams or individuals. Teams can have anywhere from 12 to 24 archers on them. And then some schools, obviously the smaller ones, may not have that capacity. So we take the top 7 teams in elementary, middle, and high school, and then the top 15 males and females per division who are not already on a team.
The idea of archery in the schools is to expose kids to something that could become a lifelong pursuit.
The National Archery in the Schools program really wants to have as many kids as possible try out target archery. And as we've seen, that can lead to other things, whether that is bow hunting or 3D archery or other types of outdoor recreation. But it also gives these kids an opportunity to work on things like teamwork and sportsmanship. And we've seen that a lot of kids who maybe are struggling with something, whether that be grades or social acceptance, things like that, this archery program has really allowed them to blossom and kind of become more involved in their school as a teammate.
And the event is this Saturday at the Chris Klein Indoor Athletic Facility at Marshall. Tickets $5 for adults, $3 for students. Under 5, get in free. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.